Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
For me, the meaning of money has changed over time. When I was very young, my parents were well off, and I enjoyed more luxuries than most of my friends. But my parents fought constantly over money. As I grew older, my parents lost all their wealth, and I spent my teens being fairly poor compared to my friends, while my parents continued to fight over money and eventually divorced each other.
Speaker B.
For me, money is a tool. It's a tool to accomplish things and get what I need or want. Doesn't mean freedom to me? No, it does not. And I do not understand those who say money means freedom to them. If your freedom is dependent on money, how free are you really? Aren't you enslaved to money and money is your master? What will happen when you lose your money?
Speaker C.
Money seems freedom for me in the sense that a car means freedom or a musical instrument means freedom. A car lets me get places that I could not go otherwise. An instrument lets me express myself in ways that I otherwise could not. Would I lose my freedom if I lost my money? Yes, at least a good bit of it. There are many things that I would be required to give up.
Speaker D.
Money is something I would like to live without. When my father died of a heart attack trying to earn more money for the family, I developed an extreme hate for money. The thought of money would make me angry. Money is a chain capitalism uses to keep people subservient. It makes people mad, ruins human health and lives, ruins families and relations. Money makes us suffer.
Speaker E. How you handle your money says a lot who you are. Money is neither good nor evil. Some people use money with evil intent for evil purposes. People with good intentions use it for positive ones. I see money as a gift from God to me. All the money that passes through my hands is not my own, and I have the privilege of giving away at least 10% to charities. With money you can do a lot of good for others, and I can make a difference in other people's lives. Speaker F.
Money means basic survival. I was lucky to learn how to survive and do a lot of things without money. If you are content with what you already have, then money has no power over you. It can't do anything for you. If you have the knowledge how to provide for yourself and your family without money, then that knowledge is much more valuable than money.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Speaker A.
For me, the meaning of money has changed over time. When I was very young, my parents were well off, and I enjoyed more luxuries than most of my friends. But my parents fought constantly over money. As I grew older, my parents lost all their wealth, and I spent my teens being fairly poor compared to my friends, while my parents continued to fight over money and eventually divorced each other.
Speaker B.
For me, money is a tool. It's a tool to accomplish things and get what I need or want. Doesn't mean freedom to me? No, it does not. And I do not understand those who say money means freedom to them. If your freedom is dependent on money, how free are you really? Aren't you enslaved to money and money is your master? What will happen when you lose your money?
Speaker C.
Money seems freedom for me in the sense that a car means freedom or a musical instrument means freedom. A car lets me get places that I could not go otherwise. An instrument lets me express myself in ways that I otherwise could not. Would I lose my freedom if I lost my money? Yes, at least a good bit of it. There are many things that I would be required to give up.
Speaker D.
Money is something I would like to live without. When my father died of a heart attack trying to earn more money for the family, I developed an extreme hate for money. The thought of money would make me angry. Money is a chain capitalism uses to keep people subservient. It makes people mad, ruins human health and lives, ruins families and relations. Money makes us suffer.
Speaker E. How you handle your money says a lot who you are. Money is neither good nor evil. Some people use money with evil intent for evil purposes. People with good intentions use it for positive ones. I see money as a gift from God to me. All the money that passes through my hands is not my own, and I have the privilege of giving away at least 10% to charities. With money you can do a lot of good for others, and I can make a difference in other people's lives. Speaker F.
Money means basic survival. I was lucky to learn how to survive and do a lot of things without money. If you are content with what you already have, then money has no power over you. It can't do anything for you. If you have the knowledge how to provide for yourself and your family without money, then that knowledge is much more valuable than money.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.